Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Sunday get-together here on CBS Sports Radio. Jody Mack coming your way live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. With every score change during upcoming Super Bowl 55, someone will win $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. I want to do a little football today. We're talking plenty about the NFL, but also on the collegiate side, because Oklahoma is a university that I think could have a big offseason effect on the National Football League, certainly next year as well, a possibility. And they're coming off a pretty good year. I want to talk about all those things with a guy who's been covering them for years. He is the senior Sooner beat writer for the Oklahoman. Barry Tremel joins me for a couple minutes here on CBS Sports Radio. Barry, Jody Mack here. How was your new year?
It's been okay. It's been all right.
And it started all right for Oklahoma with their beatdown in the Cotton Bowl of Florida, but they finish up the year 9-2, just outside of the college football playoffs, looking in. And for them, college football playoffs is almost the norm. Add everything up, 9-2, major bowl win. How would you describe the way that Oklahomans looked at this year's Sooner season?
I would say good year, not great year. You know, the Sooners sort of standard is the college football playoff. They'd been four of the last 5 years. Didn't make it this year. Major disappointment. But they won the Big 12 championship, and they did so after an 0-2 conference start. So they kept the streak alive, six straight Big 12 titles. So, you know, it's not a great year by any stretch, but I would say it's a good year.
And, oh, by the way, they got a little revenge for one of those two losses, beating Iowa State in the Big 12 championship. And then I mentioned the beatdown on Florida, who, oh, by the way, the week before had played, or 2 weeks before, Alabama pretty darn tough in the SEC championship. Did that take a little sting out of not being in the college football playoffs after the fact?
Oh, sure. Anytime, you know, anytime Oklahoma can beat an SEC school, especially top 10 type, you know, they get a charge out of that. They, you know, they've had rough times with the SEC in the playoff. They lost to, last 3 years, three different schools in the SEC, Georgia in 17, Alabama 18, LSU 19. They've had pretty good luck in major bowls that are not the playoff. They beat Alabama in the 13 season in the Sugar, beat Auburn in the 16 season in the Sugar, now thrashed Florida in the Cotton. But, you know, they need to get over that hump and win one of those playoff games.
Understood. We're talking to Barry Tremel from the Oklahoman here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, your redshirt freshman quarterback this year, Spencer Rattler, both good and bad. Bad in that they've gotten quite used to being in the Heisman running at the quarterback position in Oklahoma. 3 years running, two wins, and a runner-up for Jalen Hurts last year. A lot to ask for Spencer Rattler coming in as a redshirt freshman this year. He certainly improved as the year went on, and I've seen a couple of sites that have him as the Heisman Trophy favorite going into next year. Kind of like my question overall for the season, what was the Oklahoman grade for Mr. Rattler when he finished up this season?
Oh, I think it was an A. The standards set for the Sooners at quarterback are so high, even higher than for the team. I mean, five straight years of quarterbacks finishing in the top four of the Heisman Trophy voting. I mean, that's just nonsense. Two winners and all of those guys including the first year for Baker Mayfield, was a veteran. Baker Mayfield played as a freshman at Texas Tech in 13. Kyler Murray had played some as a freshman at Texas A&M in 15. Jalen Hurts, of course, quarterbacked a ton of big games at Alabama before coming to Oklahoma in 19. So this was the first time in forever, first time of the Lincoln Riley era, that OU had an inexperienced quarterback, a guy who literally was debuting. He had played a few mop-up games in 19. But this is the first time that Spencer Rattler took college snaps when it mattered. So the idea that he was going to be a Heisman contender, while sort of romantic, was not rooted in reality. He had he had some good games early. He had a couple of tough moments too, but he got better and better. And by the end of the season, I think was the best quarterback in the Big 12. And I think he's poised to get back on that level of where Oklahoma quarterbacking has been these last 5-6 years.
As I mentioned, a couple of wagering websites already have him as the favorite for next year's Heisman, and that's kind of good news, bad news, in that you mentioned the mop-up games he played as a redshirt freshman. That did allow him to redshirt, but it does register as a year in college, which means after this upcoming season, he would be a redshirt sophomore, and he could potentially be eligible for the NFL draft. The successful quarterbacks they've had at Oklahoma have been willing to come out when they've had their first chance for eligibility. Any feel on Rattler whether he's got one more year left in Norman, or could it be two?
Oh, I tend to think those guys, doesn't matter what position, doesn't matter what school, first chance they get, they generally go. Now, there are some exceptions. You know, Baker Mayfield stayed through his fifth year of college. He was a fifth-year senior when he won the Heisman in 17. But most guys go early. Kyler Murray did. Tua did down at Alabama. You know, Trevor Lawrence doing it at Clemson. Deshaun Watson. It's the list is long. So I would expect, if Rattler has a good year, I would expect him to likely go and declare for the NFL draft.
Fair enough. Let's talk about that quarterback whisperer you got out there in Norman, and that would be your head coach, Lincoln Riley, who has brought these young men along and made them great quarterbacks at Oklahoma, and they've extended it into the National Football League as well. I'll be honest with you. I was a little surprised. I thought this might be the year that Lincoln Riley was a major candidate on the NFL carousel for coaches, that teams would be interested in talking to him, whether they could get him or not, it's another story, but at least investigate. Couple teams have already hired their new head coach. I've heard no official interviews for Lincoln Riley. Where does he sit in this process? If you have any inside knowledge, please share it. If not, we need your best speculation. Does he eventually want to go to the NFL? Will he eventually go to the NFL? Is he going to be a Norman for the next 10, 15, 20 years? Where is Lincoln Riley at with a head coaching possibility down the road?
Well, I actually think Lincoln Riley could be both. He could both be an OU long-timer and very interested in the NFL. He's so young. I think he's 36 now. So, you know, he could coach another 10 years and still just be 46 years old with 14 years of college under his belt. And I think the situation with Lincoln is this. I think the NFL intrigues him. I think it intrigues most college coaches. I think it really intrigues X's and O's type coaches, you know, guys that are really cerebral and love the game and love the matchup aspect of it. So I think that's very appealing to him. He also has one of the four or five best college jobs in America.
Yeah.
And that's not the kind of job you leave for a shaky situation in the NFL. In other words, I don't think he's going to go coach the New York Jets. I think in the past 2 to 3 years, I think he clearly could have had the Arizona Cardinals job. I think it's quite likely, I don't know this, but I think it's quite likely that both the Dallas Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns both talked to him, and he declined. All of those situations I described were situations with very promising quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, but very shaky management or ownership. And I don't know that a guy with a great job is going to leave a job and work for shaky management or ownership. The Philadelphia Eagles came open this offseason just, you know, a week or two ago. The Eagles are a little different. The Eagles have solid management. Jeff Lurie is a fantastic owner in my book, and it's a very well-run organization. The quarterback situation, though, even though it's a former Sooner up there, Jalen Hurts, is not quite as promising. So it's a little bit different. It's sort of the reverse of what Lincoln has faced before in decision-making. So to me, that I don't know that he would leave Oklahoma until he got the perfect fit, both a good quarterbacking situation and good management.
There have been reports in Philadelphia this week that Howie Roseman has a good relationship, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, with Lincoln Riley. As you mentioned, the job did come open upwards of a week now. Monday was the day that they decided to move away from Doug Peterson. Do you know if the Eagles have reached out to Lincoln, and where does that conversation sit if it has happened?
I don't know if they've reached out to Lincoln or not. I assume that they have. I think, you know, Lincoln keeps everything very tight. And I think clearly a lot of NFL teams, I think, have kicked the tires on Lincoln Riley. But his interest level has been nil, as far as I know, in terms of seriously considering an NFL job. That could change. That could change with the Eagles. Like I said, if I was predicting on Lincoln Riley, if he had to cut corners on management or quarterback, I think he would cut corners on quarterback. I think he would say, I'll take great management over great quarterbacking, because you can always find a quarterback. You can't change your owner. You're sort of stuck with him. So I do think the Eagles might be more attractive to Lincoln Riley than maybe, say, the Browns were, or the Cardinals were, or even the Cowboys were. But I really think Lincoln's probably waiting for the whole package.
That's very interesting. We're talking to our buddy Barry Tremel from the Oklahoma, covers the Oklahoma Sooners on the football beat. All right, so you got a good season coming up next year. I've seen at least, I checked, 5 different projected rankings going into next season. And out of the 5, no one had them out of the top 5. Some had them as high as number 2. So next season expected to be right back into the playoff mix for the Sooners, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, for one thing, they're favored to win the Big 12. Anytime you win the Big 12, you got a good chance to make the playoff. Didn't this past season, a little bit of a strange COVID year. But Sooners have a lot of people back. The defense has gotten a lot better. The quarterback is returning. If you look at all the top contenders, all the usual suspects, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, that crowd, even Notre Dame, Oklahoma is the only one with a quarterback returning. So that gives them a leg up. Now Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, they will have good quarterbacks. They're not going to have a dud back there. But when you got Spencer Rattler, that makes things much more appealing, much more encouraging. So I do think the Sooners will be a very, very solid contender to make the playoffs, and maybe higher ranked going into the season than they have been in any year in the last, maybe in the last decade.
I tend to agree there. How much will the Sooners be hurt by a graduation and or B, potential underclassmen who may come out this year and be NFL bound?
Well, they actually had very few seniors, so graduation didn't do much to them. Now, they've lost several guys to declaring for the draft. Ronnie Perkins was probably their best defender, a rush end who really got to the quarterback. Ramon Gray Stevenson was a difference-making tailback. But the truth is, they sort of knew, it's like I said earlier, when those guys get a chance to go, they go. And you sort of knew you were going to lose them. I think Lincoln Riley knew that. And the same thing happens everywhere. It's not like everybody's coming back at Clemson. It's not like everybody's coming back at Ohio State. It's not like everybody's coming back at Alabama. So that's sort of the cost of doing business in today's college football. But the Sooners do have good depth on the defensive line. They always find tailbacks. That's the least, I would say that's the least of anybody's concern, is an Oklahoma tailback. So, they got hurt in that regard, but that's just happens every year to every team.
Let me ask you about one more player. I don't know if he has or hasn't declared, but I was impressed with him this year, and that's cornerback Trey Norwood. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he is a three-year player, so he would be draft eligible, but I don't know that he's committed just yet. Is he coming back next year, or do you think he's NFL bound?
No, Trey Norwood declared for the draft. He's another one. He's a perfect example of that. You know, he had big interception first or second play against Florida. He took it to the house 50 yards for a touchdown. Really came through with a bunch of big plays. He's the kind of guy, you know, he's not going to be a first-round draft pick. I doubt he's a second-round draft pick, but that's the kind of guy. You know, excellent college player, but he really longs for the NFL. Most of those guys do. And so he's headed for the draft.
All right, last thing on the Sooner front. Had the year that they had. Again, very impressive bowl win. Are tabbed to be a top four team in the nation to at least start the year next year, and Rattler is as big a reason for that as anything. He's a major social media guy, and the previous Heisman Trophy winners, Baker was, Hurts not as much. How much of that is something that gets talked up in Oklahoma? It's not only what you do on the field, but it's also what you do off the field. Are there any concerns about that with Spencer Rattler?
No, I don't think so. You know, he had an incident in high school that he missed the last half of his senior year. Never really has become public, but he ran afoul of something. Since then, he's been a great citizen. Seems to be top-notch in every way, committed to doing the right things. So I doubt there's much going on there. The other thing to think of is the NIL, the name, image, likeness reform going on with the NCAA, in which these guys can make money branding themselves, and a lot of that will be through social media. So I think guys are going to get a lot more serious with their social media, be less goofy or less or more careful with what they put on there. And I think that, while that could lead to some, you know, some curious financial situations and some headaches for schools and the NCAA, I think it also could have the benefit of making players take social media a little more seriously and not just happenstance and just throw something stupid on there on a whim.
Very good point. Barry, last thing. Jalen Hurts got his chance to play last couple games with the Eagles. Will be interesting to see how it shakes out in Philly. Kyler Murray, at one point this year, I was calling a MVP-type candidate. Unfortunately, they stumbled late, didn't make the playoffs. I'm guessing that most of Oklahoma is on the Baker Mayfield bandwagon, because you got to root for your guys when they get to the NFL playoffs, right?
Yeah, and Baker is a special case. Baker Mayfield, it's possible he's the most popular Sooner ever. His personality, the impact he made on the program, just his attitude on the field, he just really resonated with Oklahomans. And so Baker's probably the favorite, but they love all those guys. And, you know, Oklahoma for years, under Bud Wilkinson for 20 years running the split T, and then Barry Switzer, 20 years of the wishbone. Not only did they not produce NFL quarterbacks, they weren't trying to produce NFL quarterbacks. They were having halfbacks and fullbacks play quarterback. So NFL quarterbacks are a very thin club in Norman. And then all of a sudden, to come into this era, Sam Bradford, of course, sort of led the way and had a decent career with the Rams. But to have three guys this past season starting on Sundays in the NFL, many of them, you know, playing well often, you know, Mayfield, as you mentioned, Murray, even Jalen Hurts sort of invigorating the Eagles. So, yeah, Sundays became a lot more interesting in Norman down the stretch of this season.
But it's still Saturdays, most importantly, and they're going to have another good season again next year. And Barry Tremel will be there for the Oklahoman covering it. Appreciate you coming on with me today. Glad you had a good new year, Barry. Enjoy the NFL action today.
You bet. Thanks.
My pleasure. That is Barry Tremel. Been covering the Oklahoma Sooners for years.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.